You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Creativity Wasted is a podcast where three or four creative people each share an idea, such as a movie idea, app idea, prank idea, or futuristic tech idea. Brainstorming and sharing ideas is the funniest part of the creative process. We decided to skip the boring part of actually making stuff and just do the fun part. Hi, I'm Mike Jeter.
And I'm Nazim Mia.
I'm Tom Wolma. This is Creativity Wasted. And that was the best intro I think we've ever done.
That was pretty sexy, right?
We normally mess up. Somebody doesn't say their name.
I can vouch for that. That was a good one.
But who wants to start with their idea?
Not me.
No, not ladies first.
Mike, I think you're
first. We can.
Okay, I have this idea
Sorry.
For an app that will remind people to wipe their... But no.
Every 4 days.
That's off. It's called Floor to Four. No, that's it. My idea is... God, I forgot.
I got the impression that you were just improvising it.
No, yeah, but... I had a good idea. Go, Tom. Go with your idea.
Sure. Okay, I'll start.
So, okay, I'm sorry. Ladies first.
Oh.
I was being rude.
Afterthought. Okay. So mine isn't so much of an idea as it is I'm kind of obsessed with British television. And it's not just Great British Bake Off. I like Luther. Not just because it's Idris Elba, but I really enjoy British television. Right. Nothing to do with Idris Elba. But I found a list of like British television shows, and I wanted to know if you guys think it would translate to an American audience. Okay. Does anybody follow Chrissy Teigen on Instagram?
I do.
Okay, so you may know which one I'm about to talk about.
You should be. Everyone should be following.
Everyone should be following
Chrissy
her.
Teigen. She's going to be our future president.
Okay, so there's a show, and it's called... Should I just start out with the big one? No, I'm going to build up to it.
It's whatever you want to do. Okay. It's fine.
I'm going to build up. It's called Spring Break with Granddad. And it is where you take your elderly relatives with you to Cancun in a competition to see who can party the hardest.
Wow.
So like geriatric spring break.
Wow. You mean you or your grandparents, or are the grandparents competing with the other grandparents?
Oh, I think it's the pairs. It's the pairs competing.
So the grandkids and the grandparents are competing against other kids and their grandparents for some kind of spring break supremacy.
Yeah.
And if you happen to accidentally kill your grandparent, then you inherit all of his money immediately.
That would be the other show.
Like, that would be the end of the show.
Yeah. Are you deader than a grandparent? That's the second spinoff show.
So. But did they party the hardest?
If they died, yeah.
Yeah.
That's the first place.
I'm thinking Weekend at Bernie's.
Yeah.
They can just keep going. Even
so you're saying
he's dead.
It will translate to
I think
American.
That would. In America? Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
You think so?
Oh, yes.
But Americans are superficial. You want to see
no
grandma in a bikini? No shame.
Only because if your grandparents are like not the baby boomers, but the ones after them, then that would be legit grandparenting, like 60, 65, not 80, 90-year-old grandparents. Who wants
that's
those?
That's right.
Who
you're not like rolling grandma to the beach.
Right.
Yeah.
I have a theory that is a little offensive, but I'm going to say it anyway. So there's a convention in porn that's
you
weirdly
never have to...
popular called MILF, like – it's older women in porn. It's really popular now for some reason.
What are they doing, making cookies?
Well, they're being what it's porn.
And by making cookies, I mean
it's powdered
having sex.
He's doing it.
Yeah.
That's a euphemism. That's what I like to use. Like, hey, baby, let's go make some cookies.
So my theory is that MILF porn is popular because so many young people are either fat and not, therefore not attractive – to the opposite sex, or they're like,
how did you gather
super feminist, offended by sexuality, like sheltered, like keep at a distance. So the younger teenage boys are turning to the older women who aren't as fat and who are more open sexually, and that becomes their fantasy now.
Or maybe they think the older woman is experienced
or has credit.
Yeah.
can rent them a car for the weekend.
Didn't know what they're doing. Enterprise.
I don't know if it goes that old, but it might not be as simple as, oh, it's funny because the grandma is in her bikini and she's trying to act like a kid.
It's definitely insulting.
It might actually be sexy to some people.
Well, that's why it would work on Fox.
Okay, so you're saying maybe not your grandparents, but your parents?
Well, I don't know if it goes quite that old, but like there's some older women, especially like vegans.
Spring Break's college kids.
But like older women who are vegans, like they haven't aged that harshly. Yeah. They're still pretty damn attractive. And like celebrities, like
Tom, I'm concerned that you're very specific about the type of like vegan women haven't aged. What I know women that eat meat that have they look great.
It's why melanin. Is it?
Yeah.
Hey.
Nas knows what's up.
Caloric restriction slows aging. It's a scientific fact.
Okay.
So if you go to like San Francisco, and you see all these older women, they look younger than older women in other areas of the country. You can see it with your eyes.
Just in San Francisco.
Well, wherever lots of vegans have been vegans for 30 years.
Colorado. Ah, gotcha. Okay. I know some overweight vegans. And they've been vegans forever.
Overweight vegans.
Yeah. So what do they do? Frying all their food?
Well, yeah. Probably too much carbs.
Yeah. Too many carbs.
All potato.
Oh, that's true. They are Irish.
They're on the all potato diet.
They are Irish. So.
There's a vegan strip club in Portland. And get this.
You just throw, Portland, throw carrots and celery at them? You don't throw dollars at them?
No. Here's the line. It's like, the meat is not on the plate. It's on the bowl.
All right.
Yeah.
That guy deserves a ring.
Considered serving meat, though?
It's a, hot piece of meat on the bowl.
What is the name of this place? Google this.
Please. The clam
Could
jam.
You please Google it?
Now, how many vegan farts?
The celery stick or something.
If you have a whole night of vegan stripper stripping, how many vegan farts do you think, disgusting, horrible
lentil
vegan farts do you think they let out during that night on stage? That's like.
I don't know, man.
Well, you just
vegan farts are horrible.
You just ruined my idea that I was going to share with you a suppressant.
But I think we got a little far. We should jump back into that.
Let's feel it back.
Oh, now you want to jump back in when I wanted to talk about mine.
If you look up you can bring up the vegan thing if you find it on Google, whatever.
Yeah, about Portland.
A vegan strip club in Portland.
They apparently have so. I'm sorry, this is totally a tangent, but my friend and I, we got an Uber when we were in Portland, and the guy's like, I'm from Nebraska, I'm a cowboy, all we do is like drink, do drugs. This is him, by the way, not me saying this, and like fight and fuck. I was like, okay, get me the hell out of this Uber. But he told us that like Portland has the most strip clubs like per capita or something. Why are you guys all shaking your heads like you know this?
I don't. Okay. I've never been
it
to
It makes
Portland.
Sense to me.
I've seen Portlandia.
Like, PETA's always had those ads like where they have the women in bikinis and they try to lure people to veganism through sexuality. It's been around for 20-plus years.
No, they just have a lot of strip clubs. Like, a bar will have a corner with a sad lady dancing, no clothes on. And that's, like, considered a strip club out there.
Okay.
Actually, that sounds like my bedroom. But
let's.
Sorry, lady.
You ruined it with the sadness.
The name of the strip club is Casa Diablo. I think that's how it's pronounced.
That is right. Yep. So
Casa Diablo.
So here is another. This is kind of a weird one. It's called Dogs Might Fly, and you train. I'm assuming like a leader dog or something to fly an airplane, and you get in the plane with the dog. As it flies your plane.
Wait, this is real?
These are real shows. Would it translate to an American audience?
I am going to watch this tonight.
Dogs, yes. But I think it would have to be a competition show. You'd have to have, like, dogs and cats.
There you go. That's the American twist right there.
That's the American twist.
So, like, just a dog learning to fly a plane is not impressive enough. They must compete with each other.
Exactly. And it has to be hosted by Steve Harvey.
Yes. Why Steve Harvey?
Because he holds everything else.
That's true. Okay.
Say, homeboy.
Wait, so these aren't planes with missiles on them where the dogs could, like,
okay, super attack American people? Now. Yeah. They could be.
And, hey, you can have multiple dogs and they can get into a dog fight. But guess what? Guess what? No snakes on a plane.
No snakes. Oh, man. On a plane. we're moving on from him. Okay. So next.
From him?
Yes.
Screw just that. Me like, dog. Come on. Now. I thought we were. Come on.
No, we're cool. We're cool. Okay. So next one. It is called. Okay. I've got two more. This is called Naked Attraction. This was on Chrissy Teigen's Instagram. It is a show where the contestant has three potential mates in front of them, and they see the person revealed to them in threes, each third of their body, and they're butt naked.
Which part do they start with?
So it starts with the bottom half, goods and all, naked. And then it goes to, like, the middle, and then... And like, in each time they reveal a body part, you have to, like, get rid of somebody. So, like, if you just see, you're like, your bottoms, and they're like, no, you're out of here.
You got then, three testicles.
Yeah, yeah. So it's called Naked Attraction.
But do they get to see if the guy with the unattractive bottoms was, like, a really beautiful face, or is he just gone?
Gone, well... Once you say no to the person, they're completely revealed to you, still naked. And then you're like, oh, I gave up on that. Yeah.
Okay. So they find, like, the guy with the big dick with, like, no bends in it or whatever.
They
and, like,
maybe it, not. Tom, it depends.
Where are you getting this information from? Who has bendy dick?
And then he's got...
Who has an accordion dick,
a
man?
Crooked dick.
Like a crooked
whatever,
dick.
Whatever. Veiny, just, gross. Like, yeah. One ball bigger than the other one. Mm-hmm. Whatever.
But, I mean, that...
I forget which angle I was going for. But, like, the guy with the perfect dick, they find the guy with the perfect dick but the ugliest face just to fuck with the contestant.
And then or the guy with, or like, he ends up being vegan.
Dick. Who's, like...
Portland.
Who's, like, who's a good-looking guy. Like...
Brad Pitt.
Brad Pitt on the face.
Is he still good-looking, guys?
What's that?
Is he still good-looking?
Idris Elba.
There you go. Okay. Thank you. Okay.
Relatable. There you go.
Everyone likes him.
Yeah, but if Idris Elba was on there and his Schwanz was hanging out, I'm pretty sure every woman would figure that out. Oh, I could tell by his V pointing down
right.
to his
That's right.
peener.
He takes care of himself.
And he's like, I'm vegan. However, I don't want to.
Yeah, I can't. I don't actually like his British accent.
You don't like his British accent?
No.
Well, he's an actor. He can do anything. Yeah?
Stringer Bell. Was, all day.
Was that British or did that sound more Australian, like a drunk Aussie? Oh, crikey.
Yeah.
I'm Idris Elba. Crikey.
Is Idris Elba ripped?
I think he's in good shape.
I don't think I've ever seen him shirtless.
Yeah, yeah. He's
ripped. He might have a gut.
Last night I saw him shirtless.
No. No, you're not gonna. First of all, you're not gonna sit here and talk
not
about
that. I'm like
future black James
following
Bond, James Bond,
Idris Elba on Instagram or anything. But
I think you are.
I saw him on like Luther. I don't think I ever saw him shirtless. I watched the first season of that because it was one of the characters was a beautiful female psychopath.
I love that show.
What is it?
Luther.
On Luther.
Oh, the redhead.
I think she was a redhead, but
yeah,
I was so attractive to her. Attracted to her. Okay. Not super ripped, sort of ripped.
Tom, take your shirt off. We're going to put you up against
Idris Elba. Obviously, he's better than me.
Sort of ripped.
Yes.
Idris Elba is ripped, man.
Yeah.
I wish I had that body. You know,
that's not really even a six-pack.
Dude, listen, man. It's at least a four-pack.
It's all the packs.
You know what? Right now, I just
there's millions of guys with better.
I have a keg.
Guts.
I got a kegger going on.
He's got a base to go with it. He's a whole package.
I think he would lose in round two of Chrissy Teigen's.
What the
Idris Elba?
Because
you haven't seen
his face.
You want
to date a naked vegan?
Bad person who'd be chased him out of the studio if you said no to that.
He's got a big navel.
Sort of.
He's got a big navel though.
I would guess that every athlete ever on like in the NBA has had a better. Midsection than that.
But
Robert
life
Tractor
sports.
Trailer.
Yeah.
There are several I could come up with.
I don't know. I don't know why I'm.
You are judged down to like. Okay.
Your giblets.
Yeah. Like the guy was like, this didn't sound so gross, but like her lips are too big. And I was like, oh, God.
Oh, the woman also gets judged that
yeah,
way.
Yeah. So like okay. the episodes.
Oh,
that
I thought she was standing on her head or something.
No. She. her southern lips are like too big. I was like, oh, God. And like they get down to like the nitty gritty like that.
Hold on. What pretentious asshole?
It is a show.
What pretentious asshole is just like, oh, I don't like her. Her lips are
and
too
he
big.
Was a virgin. He was like a.
So what? He thought they had teeth in there or something?
He. I don't think he knows anything.
I think her lips are too big.
That's what he said.
I'm going to get rid of her.
Yeah. So it's Naked Attraction, and they just reveal you. You eliminate one person, another part, like more of you, reveal, eliminate someone, and then you get the whole body and face.
Well, they had a show like that on, was it MTV or something like that?
Like Single Out.
They were naked. No, they were naked. Out. They were naked, but they were on an island.
Oh, they're not. Yeah. They're just, it's a survival show. They're not like voting people off, I don't think.
No. They're people that were dating. They were dating, but they're all on this island.
Temptation Island?
No, it was like Temptation Island, but they were naked. They
like
were fully
my
naked.
Ex or something? Is it?
No. Yeah, there's so many of those. Yeah. But yeah, I think people would watch that once, like the Chrissy Teigen, like the body part dating show. And then I think. I can't imagine watching every episode for 6 seasons, you know? I
mean, it's kind of the same thing. And it's also like, it's not nice to watch someone judge another person that much. And you're like, okay, it's kind of funny, but it loses its shock value after a while.
There you go. Dating naked. Naked. Naked.
Oh.
See, I went all.
But the thing is, you see everything. Because I think with dating naked, you didn't see them naked.
No, they were naked.
Or the audience.
Absolutely.
The
but you
audience
didn't see the front.
Them.
You didn't see the whole thing.
Right.
You're right. It's their
but
back
this one
then.
You would.
Yeah, and everything, the boobies were blurred
You're
out.
You're just another person judging.
Dating naked.
Okay, so that so you guys think, I don't think it would translate to an American audience.
I don't think so because people will complain about how.
Body shaming.
Yeah, body shaming and all of that. So. That seemed to be a big thing now.
Yeah.
The other thing,
even though our president,
if people know that it was a Chrissy Teigen show, like it's a woman's brain behind it, it might be sort of okay. But if they don't know that and they think it's just some dude bro came up with the idea, women would just go crazy.
Like Idris Elba.
But you can sort of get a pass if it's a woman's mind that came up with this superficial thing.
Yeah.
Let's come up with a show where.
Can you just ring your bell instead?
We judge women and men naked. I'm Idris Elba.
Okay, so this is the last one.
All right.
Okay, so it's called Sex Box. They are just not as conservative as we are.
That's actually my stripper name.
This
coming to the stage, Sex Box.
In Portland. So we've got, so this guy. It is basically you talk to people, and then they go into this giant box on the stage, perform sexual acts, and then come back out and talk about it.
With each other, right?
To an audience.
Well, wait. I missed it. So
you are like
– It's like a blind date.
No, you're
it's or like the you're, the couple – the people who are going to have sex are meeting each other right beforehand.
Yeah. Like on stage, they're meeting.
So they're not a couple.
Probably not.
Okay, because that would bring at an element of,
I guess, calling it a date.
Maybe it could be. Maybe it is like a date. Maybe they are couples. Where people they have, so they meet on stage. They talk about what they're going to do. The audience can ask questions. They go into the box. They do it, whatever it is, and then come back out and talk about it.
Are they assigned a sex act or they just do
I
what they
so.
Want to do?
Yeah.
So it's like some like yoga, like really weird, like sex
bendy
act
person?
That they've never done before.
I mean, I think you have to be able to physically perform it. They're not going to give you
Kama
something.
Kama Sutra weird.
Yeah. Right. They're not going to have you do something that, and they can just always lie and say they did it because they're in a damn box. No one can see.
Okay. Here's my idea. Have that show hosted by Brad Pitt. And they can call it What's in the Box. What's in the box? What's in the box?
Is everyone going to get that reference?
Everyone should get that reference.
That's true.
If they're not, man,
nobody under 30 would get that reference.
Anyone under 30 doesn't matter. Only people that matter. What's in the box?
Now, the audience doesn't see inside the sex box.
No.
So the one part they want to see, they don't get to see, is what you're saying?
Yep. Well, I mean, there are other places on the internet where you can see that. So you don't need to see it on Sex.
Oh, so it's an interactive show. You can pay. No. You can pay to like view them having.
I mean, if we were to translate it to an American audience,
that could probably work on like the Penthouse or Playboy Channel.
Okay.
Why not?
Yeah, I don't know. It's
so
a
is
it wouldn't one be on a popular like network or Big Three.
No. Well, but the thing is, you don't see them having sex, where on the other show, they're completely naked.
What happens after the sex?
They talk about it. They and come like, back out into the audience and talk about it.
Is it like one of them like, oh, you didn't please me, you're a loser?
They could.
It or could potentially like, be like you that. Were great, like I enjoyed that. Is it one of them trying to impress the other one?
I think it's like if you're going to go down on someone and they're like, here's some tips on how to do it. And so then the performer, like maybe they take that into account while they're performing the act and then they go into the box. Hopefully the tips are, you know, they remember them while they're in there and then they come back out and talk about it.
See, is it live? Can you gamble on it?
Oh, like are they going to be satisfied? Okay.
It's like Marathon Man or something?
Yeah.
I particularly like this idea,
okay.
But it has to be on like Playboy or Penthouse. So you have – it's no different than Tinder.
You mean not the Disney Channel?
Yeah. Well, no. It can't be on a Disney Channel. Maybe I – what is they'd it? Zach,
they'd be wearing like goofy costumes. Right. And
that's right.
I'm fucking goofy. So you have the people engage with one another. You have an audience. They go in and they do their sexual act and everything. And then afterwards they come out and they get interviewed and they're like, hey, do you want to continue on the hookup or, you know,
okay.
Kind of like not the dating game. Yeah, it is the dating game. Hey, do you want to go out again or whatever? We'll pay for it.
Right for the cookies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You get it out up front. Do you want to go on this trip like they did on – like they would do on a dating game, send them off to Puerto Vallarta or something like that and –
No, they get sent to a box.
So yeah, then,
but I mean, they do that first, and if they like one another and they want to expand on their relationship, you send them off to for you know a couple, 3 or 4 days,
and then they could fall in love, and then when they're like grandparents, they can say, "Oh, we met on Sex Box."
Well, you change the name, you wouldn't call it Sex Box. It's already called Sex Box somewhere else.
Yeah,
I like what's in the box, or getting the milk for free or something.
The milk box.
Yeah, milk box. There you go.
There you go.
That's not worse than Sex Box.
Yeah.
Sex Box sounds like Sex Bot. And then I would think some kind of robotic thing. So.
It seems intentionally unromantic, Sex Box. There's no even attempt to make it sound like.
But it doesn't have to sound romantic because a lot of people hook up and then have a relationship. That's what I'm saying.
But even then.
If they're willing to do it in a box with an audience out there, they do their thing. When they come out, hey, how was it? The tips. I like the tips. They practice the tips. Hey, you like it? You want to expand on this? We'll send you off for 4 or 5 days. If you don't, if dude was whack or she was whack, be like, nah, I'm tight. And they give you like, you know, a parting gift or whatever. Like a hepatitis test or some shit, you know. A scorch kit.
That's a go bag.
You know, right? A Derek Jeter to go bag, you know. Leftover, now that he's married.
But in the actual show, they don't like follow up on him. Like,
so,
there's
like,
no
I
like love connections
I
from
I was
the
like,
sex box.
I didn't watch it.
Well, your show.
Do they mix it up and then like it's like a really like.
Well, if we were to make it our
fat
show.
Fat guy and beautiful woman or like an elderly old guy with Viagra and like a 18-year-old, like do they.
No, I think. Well, okay, fine. If it was our. If it was made for American audience and we're being realistic, like would this show take off or are we trying to make the show take off? No pun intended there. But I think that they. They have to be somewhat attractive people. No?
Well, I would think so.
I would think they would. Like, and here's the thing. You can even set it up in an audience where it's like 100 audience members, 50 men, 50 women, all been cross-pollinated or whatever. You pick them random.
The Price is Right.
Right. They pick them random. One guy, one girl. They come up. here's what you're going to do, blah, blah, blah.
And wait, this is my sister.
Well, of course, you would have siblings there. It's not in Arkansas or anything.
No, there will be some checking before.
Yes, yeah. You have to check all of that. They go do their sex
box. Get in the box.
Get in the box. And they do their thing. When they're done, they come out. They interview one another. Hey, how was it? People get to ask questions. Hey, do you like each other? If you do, we'll send you off to Paris for 4 days. So now you have that romance part.
Well, then they could just lie.
Yeah, what if you just want a free trip?
Well, so what?
That's true. Okay.
I guess, right. Yeah, that's true. All you're trying to do is create TV.
That's it. So if they go over there and if they fall in love, I mean, that's what The Bachelor and The Bachelorette is. It's not like they pick the person and like, oh, we're that's getting true. Married. Most of the time, they're like, yeah, that person was an asshat.
Yeah.
And they're done. Boop, boop, boop. Got some roses.
I think there's more variety and different ways you could take that and spice it up with like weird combinations of people or random people or
bring in small like, farm
it could be one night it could be Price is Right mode and then the other night it could be we're gonna try to set people up, we're gonna make them take a personality quiz and try to match them up and send one off to Paris and
yeah.
But you could have the matchup where you have it could be 20s night and 30s and 40s and 50s and you know, yeah. Older women who like younger men and younger, you know, you could flip that a million different ways. There. Right. And that would make the show more interesting. But I still like the idea of at the end, they get to decide whether or not they want to hang and bang. Yeah. Matter of fact, they can even call it that. Do you want to hang and bang?
Maybe that's what the American show is called. It's not Sex Box. It's Hang and Bang. Hey. Because I think that.
That is now going to be a sex act in my home. I'm going to even call it that. Hey, baby, you want to hang and bang?
Your bedroom door.
It hang and bang. Not Netflix and chill. That sounds very NASCAR. It covers a lot of Netflix and chill is dated. It covers a lot of area there, man. Hang and bang.
Hang and bang sounds like choking, like autoerotic asphyxiation.
Maybe she's into that, Tom.
Sounds like a sex swing,
or that.
Oh,
maybe she's into that, Tom.
Why maybe they do that in the bedroom? Box.
Maybe, why don't you stay out of my bedroom, Tom?
How big is it? Okay. Stay out
of my bedroom. Maybe my playground is just a little more fun than yours.
They open the box and they're just choked to death with like a because the autoerotic asphyxiation in the box. Yeah.
I dig that.
So you're going into the box with like pantyhose. And like that's what that's the act.
Yourself. Well, I guess it's not auto if it's a couple, but it's still auto. No. I think implies that it's yourself. Masturbation. Yeah.
Yeah.
But there's still like choking in sex acts. Like,
yeah.
Now it's turned into this whole big video game thing. Here are your weapons: pantyhose, a rope, a necktie, a baby's
solo
bib.
Night.
Right. Right.
Now exactly. It's like sex dungeon box.
Sex dungeon. Yep.
That could be another thing. Yeah. You know, another one.
That would be the Valentine's Day show.
A bunch of, what is that, dominatrixes? And is that the plural? I don't know.
Whips.
Yeah, you bring in some dominatrixes. And you bring in some
C's. That's the word.
Size? I don't know.
You whatever. Might want
to Google that. And then you have some guys that like to be dominated, and you have them cross-pollinate. And then if they like one another, they go off to, like, Transylvania or some shit. You're going to hang and bang at Dracula's Castle. Hang and bang.
Tonight on Sex Box.
Brought to you by Vaseline.
But let's move on to we're about halfway through the show. Let's move on to Mike's idea. You remember what it was?
I don't have any ideas, Tom, but I do have this idea for an app, dating app for black people. Because I don't think black people have enough black dating apps. We have Black Planet. And that's really just... Pardon?
Is that it?
I think that's really it. I think it's Black Planet, and that's really just white chicks looking for black dude planet. If you've ever been on, have you been on Black Planet, Tom?
No.
All right, you should go on there, man. A lot of hang and bangs going on. Matter of fact, I think they have a whole section called Hang and Bang. We should have a black version of FarmersOnly.com.
Black farmers?
Is black farmers, yes. Now, we'll only
it's
be
very
growing.
Geographically specific.
Well, true.
Yeah.
But, I mean, and granted, we'll only be growing like weed and
stripping homes.
Yes, yes.
I was wondering if I could make that joke. I was thinking,
you cannot. Which is why I introduced it.
So growersonly.com?
No, no, it's just blackfarmersonly.com.
Well, now that it's legal,
like, hey, what are you, like, what are your crops?
Occupation.
Yeah.
Now.
It's like, what are your crops? Weed and copper from abandoned homes.
That's going to be terrible for, well, great for cops.
You like that, see? That's why it can't be great. What's that?
It's going to be terrible for the people and great for the cops.
Why?
If you're like, hey, look at my grow operation. Want to date me?
Well,
I think that would be awesome.
What are the laws now in Michigan? I mean,
you can grow up to, I think, 8 plants.
Oh, that's
in your home.
But for it's personal
yeah,
use.
It's
that, no, no, no. I think you can. I think you can grow up to 8 to sell.
So I don't.
Can
think
you get
you
like
can
a
sell.
License to
you
grow like a big grow op?
I don't know if you can get one. I mean, yeah, sure. Why not?
I would think
cash transaction without the business end of it. Like, if I were to grow it personally myself, I could. So this is how it was explained to me. I could be wrong. If I were to grow it myself and then somehow make a profit off of it, I could be like, hey, here's this button I made. It's $45. Here's an ounce of weed as a gift. What's it? So like that's the way that you can do it.
There you go.
Yeah, but it can't. I don't know if it can be like a direct cash transaction without being in the business.
And we can still like use their song too. You know
what is it?
What song?
That Black Farmers Only. BlackFarmersOnly.com. Mm. We can still use that.
We sing
take the
whole
word
song.
Black in the
just
front.
Put the black in there, right?
And then that's not gonna piss off Farmers Only.
Well, hey man, what are they gonna do? Sue us? They're farmers. They don't have any money.
Yeah. Well, these farmers may have some money.
Well, that's true. Okay. They may have some money. I'm sorry, farmers. And thank you for your sacrifice.
So now,
how do you
this would be black farmers dating other black farmers?
They can date what they want. It's basically going to be Black Planet, but with black farmers.
So they're like, this is a way to like find the competition and like...
Oh, see,
you turn it,
them.
All right, so you turn like it into their, a violence thing. Not all of us are violent, Tom. Well, some of us are.
Look,
are
I know this is,
touchy, grill,
this is a
touchy.
This is
all. Some of us want to do is grill time. We don't want to get all into the.
You brought up a racial topic, and I have to make jokes. I can't not make jokes. I mean, I know it's touchy.
You didn't even hear my joke about our crops being stripping copper from abandoned homes. That's one crop we could have. Doesn't always have to be weed.
Oh my god. Okay.
Yeah.
You know, I work in an industry that's in housing, so I don't think that's just a color thing. I think it's just an opportunity thing.
Well, I mean,
yeah.
We find our opportunities where we can.
That okay, so black farmers. I find it really hard to believe that there's only one dating app specifically for like the black community.
People of color. Are we? No, that's
well.
Be
so there are tons of South Asian dating apps, like a shit ton.
Well, there's probably a lot of South Asian software engineers.
They each have their own app.
That's true. That's true.
It is Tom's app. You know, I was like, what?
There's so many. And it's hard to. And then there's like what? There's JDate.
Right.
There's okay. I think there's also like a. An app, or not an app, but it's like a website for dating like sea captains. Yeah. There's an app for Sugar Daddy. Oh, people.
Wait, what's the sea captain one?
I'm intrigued. Could you please find it? Because
Peg Date or something. Like,
it's like you find.
Arg.
You could be like the captain of like a yacht, a very fancy yacht. You probably don't want to go like cruise line captain, but I mean, these are all just like. People who steer boats.
You show up and it's someone with a kayak.
I'm my own captain.
I was also going to say that that managers of Long John Silver's are called captains as well. So
equal opportunity, man.
Sea captain date.
Yeah.
Holy crap balls.
So this got to be more. Isn't there Black People Meet? That's also an app.
Yeah, Black People Meet.
Yep.
If you spell it wrong, it could be pretty pricey. Yeah.
A different.
Girl. It's like when my friend, when Dick's Sporting Goods first came to the area, my buddy was looking for some golf shoes.
Yeah.
And he goes, yeah, this new place opened. I want to check out their pricing. He's like, what is it called? He's like, yeah, it's called Dick's. And he types in Dick's on his work computer. Hand to God. back then, all those the kids out there probably don't know, we had pop-up ads on everything.
Yes.
And as soon as he typed in dicks, it was a barrage. And he was like, no, 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 no. He just kept, and I laughed. And every time I passed by a dicks, I'm like, got a story for that. Yeah.
Well, the other thing, like, so some of these, it's like farmers, they want to only date farmers. Like, maybe like South Indians only want to date South Indians.
Yeah.
North Indians only want to date North Indians. Like some Jewish people, Orthodox Jewish people, probably only want to date Orthodox Jewish people.
I actually made a killing on JDate. Oh, yeah? My friend opened up an account for me. At least that's what I'm going to say. And then, like, I did pretty
my
good
friend
on JDate. Me?
Laz.
That's right. So
but, like,
I think it's like maybe.
But you're exotic.
For like a specific. Yeah.
But you're exotic.
And I'm
on
exotic
that.
On JDate. Unfortunately, I'm exotic in a lot of places.
She just gave me a good idea. I'm going to go on
shit.
JDate.
Yeah. You are? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You can make a killing on JDate.
Only thing is, I don't eat a lot of Jewish food.
They eat everything except pork. See, that works
oh,
for
see,
me.
No. Yeah. Never mind. Never mind.
No more bacon.
Nope.
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 No.
Nope.
I always thought sausage was better than bacon. Not to get into a food argument.
You shut your whore mouth, Tom.
Don't your ever say wet that whore mouth.
Bacon is wet, like the the hipster trendy. Let's all lie and pretend we like bacon to fit in with everybody else.
Oh yeah, they've been saying that for decades, Tom. People just
same thing with steak.
Yeah, man.
Steak is good. It's just something you say you like to fit in with everybody else.
So people just run around just like with bacos, just. Chugging them down there, putting it between their
it's
cheeks
like
and
the
gum.
Instagram superficialness of food. You just steaks? You pretend to like it in order to fit in with everybody else.
I feel like everyone says that about like ramen.
I think
or like pho.
A pho, right.
Yeah.
Those are hipster things. Bacon and steak.
But it's so good.
Dude, we wrap steak
in beer.
And
coffee.
You're
maybe
just
I'm
naming
just
food.
Weird.
Yeah, you're just naming food that everyone eats as the, I think it's hipster peanut butter.
Well, things like chocolate, I understand. Like, everybody loves chocolate. It's actually good. Mm-hmm.
But not steak or bacon.
No. Well, bacon is good, but it's not like good, like a pizza or like a.
See, I'm not
Tom,
a fan of pizza.
Dude.
Chocolate or like a.
We're about to battle royale in this bitch, man. Don't shit on bacon, dude. Bacon is delicious. Thick cut bacon? Come on, man.
Oh. But and anything else on your idea?
No, that's it on Black Farmers. I'm done. I'm
so
done with
you want a dating app where you're like the only person on it?
Basically. Yeah, just like the South, you know, Asian
wait,
guy.
Would you even qualify on it? Are you a Black farmer? I guess you can't say.
Well, no.
Here.
Okay. So let's not say a Black farmer. I'm not a Black farmer. So we'll change it. Black lumberjacks.
Oh.
And we'll call it lumberblacks.com.
What's the term that gay men use for burly gay men?
Bears?
Bears.
Black bear.
Black bear.
Black bears.
Oh, because you would fit that to a T if you wanted to go that direction.
Listen, dude, I'm fuckable to every sex, even people who haven't
all
even
preferences.
Claimed a sex yet.
That's right.
Babies, all of them, they like me. Babies, they think I'm just Black Shrek. So
they just start like dry humping.
Whatever
you
they
hold
are,
them.
Boys or girls, I don't know. They haven't claimed their sexual
around
identity.
He walks stick to yes. like push people away.
And not use my Shrek voice. I'm like, hi. Behoy, I'm Shrek or something. I don't know how they talk. How does Shrek talk? So, lumberblacks.com.
Okay.
Black and lumberjacks. Women dig them.
I also like blackbears.com.
Blackbears.com.
Yeah. I like that.
Now, that's what we need, more black dating apps. Why don't we just run through all the black dating apps we can come up with? Ooh. But it has to be clever, though.
He could just write one program and just split it up into segments. So one software developer just writes blackbear.com, black lumberjacks,
yeah,
black
but
farmers.
Lumberjacks may not want to associate with bears.
Wow.
And bears may not want to associate
you
with.
You can, in one website as a whole,
black
you
farmers.
Can split it into chunks. Like,
Like you said, a preference.
But like you said, these like tiny little dating niches with like 50 people, right. Like black lumberjacks.
So it'd be like a bro universe, a brothers for brothers and sisters.
Who like brothers.
Brothers who like brothers.
Because mm-hmm. they're talking about
like bears. Bears. Okay. All right. But I don't like it all being under one umbrella.
But
okay. we're not a people monolithic group, Tom.
But you want it to only be black people. Like you don't want to. So it sounds like you're targeting these tiny niches.
It's not just for black people. It's pointing out where black people will exist if you're interested in finding other black people.
Yes.
Again, that's what black people meet. Like,
I'm not Jewish.
Black planet.
But I was on J-Date.
Yeah.
So it could be like black.
Like, I want a Jew. Yeah.
Blackfurries.com. Black.
No, there will never be black furries. So let's just end that shit right now. That's white people.
You have not been to Pride Fest in Atlanta.
Okay. That's Pride Fest. Okay. Douche.
Yeah.
Douche.
I was like, Freaknik in 2010? Yeah. Because when did Freaknik end?
Oh, God. What was that? Early 2000s?
I don't know what you're talking
about. Late 90s?
Would you like to explain Freaknik?
Freaknik, what do you like to do the most?
What do you mean?
Just
sexually?
No, just no, Tom.
Comedy.
Just what is the one thing that you love to do the most? And if it is sex, then say it. Shout that shit out.
I don't know.
What is Tom? What makes Tom feel?
One weird thing that I love to do is to sit in front of the heat vent.
Okay, so
it's like my yoga.
Okay.
It's my point of relaxation.
You put your, like, butt in a heat vent?
Okay. So Freaknik.
What? That would be great.
So Freaknik would be a bunch of guys who like to sit on vents at the beach having sex.
You're the beach.
And you're the beach.
You'd have to, like, if you're going to be active in front of a heat vent, you'd have to, like, cool the room down to, like, freezing. Otherwise, you'd just sweat instantly.
What's wrong with sweating?
It's Freaknik.
That's true.
It's Freaknik. You don't
anything,
care.
Anything
but then you're
happens.
Like sweating on the wall and the carpet in front of the heat vent.
Have you ever had sex, Tom?
Dripping.
That's
not
exactly what you
vent.
Want to do, Tom. You want to sweat on a
not
carpet
in front of
the
like things that you can't wash, like dripping down into the heating duct
how
and like stinking up the whole house.
Are you expecting Listen. To perspire? You're not going to affect the HVAC system.
If you're having sex, Tom, and you're worried about where your perspiration ends up, you're doing it wrong.
Well,
you're
concentrating on the wrong
most people
thing.
Don't fuck in front of a heat vent.
But you like
as
heat
I said,
vent,
Tom.
So
if you're
you?
Worried about where your sweat is going, you're doing it wrong. And who doesn't fuck in front of a heat vent?
What?
Who doesn't do that? This show is taking a turn, man. Let's get back to my ideas.
Did we explain Freaknik well to Tom?
Let's move on. I have like 10 minutes to do my idea. And it's
Google
like a 30-minute
idea.
Your,
that's your job. And okay. when you do it, hit me up on Facebook and say, hey, I looked up Freaknik. I can imagine me in front of some heaters down there.
Well, okay. So I'll get to my idea, okay. which is like polar opposite of everything we've been talking about. So
we're vibing.
I saw a video on YouTube about airplane boarding. And it's the most boring topic in the world. But the guy, it's a work of art. He's like talking about all the different ways airplane boarding can go, like the quickest way to board an airplane. And he's got like 8-bit Nintendo graphics and like it's just fun. There's a lot of humor in it. He's talking about like the Grim Reaper stealing our minutes away using like good hyperbole and humor. And it's just really great. And he pointed out something interesting, which is the reason that boarding takes so long, boarding an airplane, isn't that you would think that it's because, like, if somebody sits down and somebody by the aisle, and then somebody else has to sit by the window, they have to get out into the aisle and let the other person in, and that's what's slowing the boarding. But no, it's people putting in their bags in the overhead is what slows down. So everybody's standing in line getting on the airplane, and they've got to wait. That line is like totally halted every time a person has to throw a bag up into the overhead.
Mm-hmm. Like someone's too short and they can't, and they're like struggling,
yeah.
getting beaten up by their bag.
And so I was thinking, well, technology should be able to fix this. So my first idea like a airplane boarding speed up idea. Basically, you don't put your bag in the overhead. You just sit down and you put your bag in your lap, and then you don't have an aisle or a window assigned. You just, if you're there first, you have to sit by the window. Like, you have a row assigned. So that way you're not forcing people to get up and move out of the way when they've got that bag on their lap. So you just fill up the plane that way. Nobody has to wait for anybody to put their bag in on top. Nobody has to wait for anybody to jostle around to get to the window or whatever. And then you have like a robot eventually would come down, straight down, lift your bag up, put it up there. So.
What if it like snatches someone's wig? When it's like flying, gets too low, takes someone.
Someone's wig?
I don't know. It's flying right by their heads. Yeah.
Well, so and
or
then.
Their crotch.
What you could do is like, you could, well, yeah, I mean, that's a problem that I didn't factor in my idea.
Or like hits them in the face.
So everyone just has
I mean, it could like have a sensor or something. But you could like put your bag, when you're in the airport, you could put it, they could have like four different sizes of like glass cases that you put your bag in, or so to make it easier for the robot to lift it up. And then once it's up there, it can like jostle it around where it needs to go. It doesn't have to, the robots can put it in anywhere sort of nearby. And then you can hit like a button to have it bring you your bag when you need it later, like mid-flight. And also if you do it that way, it can keep track of how much space as people are boarding. There's an app that's keeping track of how much space is already occupied in the overhead space as a whole. And so it'll, if it's running out of space or it ran out of space, it can let people know before they even make it to the airplane when they're waiting in line to get boarded, okay, this has to be checked because there's no more room in the overhead bins. So that's that was my first idea related to airplane boarding. And then I thought you could wait a minute. Blah, blah, blah. Well, I'm trying to think of how to speed this up.
It's okay.
So then the other idea is, well, couldn't you just create like a mini airplane cockpit in the airport? So as you walk into the airport, you sit down in your actual seat that and then the whole front of the plane
comes down,
like comes off, and they just put the when the actual flying part of the plane can just pick it up with everybody already in it, put it on to the front of the airplane, and then go. That way,
ooh, like a Lego airplane?
Yeah, that way people are getting in. Instead of having like a waiting area in the airport, you would just get into the actual cockpit that will eventually get moved, plopped onto the plane. And that way people are
into the cabin.
Yeah.
The cabin of the plane. The cockpit will come in later.
Yeah.
Right? All right.
So like the whole chunk of
so
like
it assembles around the people?
Yeah, so like the top half of the plane just pops off. You can just take the whole trunk with the people already in it, and plop it on there, and because people are arriving in the airport, over
like
a period of
airport.
An hour, they don't have to worry about all trying to jumble into that area at once.
Yeah, I like your first idea. Like, because I was scared the shit out of me.
Yeah,
they say, oh, the whole top of this thing comes off,
and then I thought, with that, you wouldn't even need to have it attached to the plane, like, because as the plane flies, the wind resistance is holding it back. So you could have like a back that it leans against and the wind pushes it against. And so as it's flying, the wind is holding it to keep it from sliding off the front.
Weather patterns are tricky.
And then like when you land, If you after you landed and if you slammed on the brakes, the front of it would just come careening off and land onto the ground. And then I thought, maybe you do need to latch it on there. But then I thought, well, what if you made it like a bus? So the plane, when it lands, the top part with the people in it comes shooting off the front when it slams on its brakes, but it's got wheels on it. So now it's a bus, and it doesn't even come to a complete stop. It just keeps going, goes off the highway off-ramp, and just goes into town.
I feel like this is like a Three Stooges type of design.
Transformers.
Yeah.
Welcome to Trump Air.
But then I thought, what does that have to do with Trump?
I'm just saying, what?
I'm just trying to get some digs in.
Yeah, that's right.
But then I thought,
he's lousy at stuff like that.
Yeah. Then I thought, well, you wouldn't need an airport then. So you could just board a bus like downtown somewhere.
Oof, that's dangerous.
And then the bus would just take people to the airport and plop itself onto the front of the plane and it would take off.
With how little I trust Greyhound or Megabus or any of those, I'm not.
And then that same bus, you could like, it could pop onto like a subway car. It could pop onto a boat. It could pop onto all sorts of things like automatically. And take you where you need to go. And you wouldn't, if you didn't have an airport, you could just have random runways all over the place, convenient to where you need to be.
So you never have to walk anywhere?
Yeah, because I don't believe in lines and like having to, go like, lines are like a failure of human imagination. Like waiting in line to go to a concert or waiting in line at the airport security and then waiting in line again to board the airport and then waiting in line in the airplane as the airplanes are in line. All of that is wasted human time, and it's only there because of a failure of human imagination. Like if we could do my system, just have runways all over the place with like buses that pop onto the front of airplanes, you'd eliminate all of those lines basically.
But then there would be a line to get onto the bus.
Right.
Yeah, well, I guess. And then, yeah, the other thing is, well, it could be a bus or it could be like, you know how Elon Musk's tunnels, they have these like things that mount to the wheels of the car. You could like have your individual car or motorcycle like hook on this platform and you could just sit on that. You wouldn't even have to get on a bus per se.
Right.
You could just drive onto a platform and it would lock. So you'd be in your car on an airplane.
In your car on an airplane.
Might be more
so like
expensive.
Like a ferry in the air.
A sky ferry.
But it would just be a way to
like. A
scary.
Like a modular human transportation system. Like plop a bus onto the body of an airplane. Have little runways everywhere. Now the bus is plopped onto a ferry. So, yeah, I guess you do have to, like, wait for people to get to one spot, like, all on a bus. So I've eliminated two of the three line waiting steps. Maybe eventually they can figure out a way to eliminate the fourth. And then I thought – I saw a documentary on Amazon – and I wrote down the name, but I forgot it. But it was about the highway system and like how bridges are not getting repaired and everything. And how our generation basically failed to maintain or improve on infrastructure. And my thought is, instead of creating more infrastructure, because I don't think government is competent enough to even maintain existing architecture like pipes and roads and things, I think we should we don't need a national highway we don't need all the roads in the continental U.S. to connect to each other. It can be like Alaska where there's – like Juneau, Alaska, where the capital is, isn't connected by road to – the rest of Alaska and the United States. You have to take a flight or a ferry to get there. We don't need to pay $20 million to build 10 bridges across every rinky-dink river in the U.S. With like all these new types of ideas, like my one runway, you could have like one runway to this town and just no roads to this town. And then you could have like drones to deliver food there, like either individual Amazon packages or like entire pallets of goods. So there's like, there's these new technologies to get shit everywhere. That way we don't have to, we don't have to have giant infrastructure everywhere. So my silly airplane idea sort of evolved into diversifying the grid, like using these futuristic technologies. That way we don't have to pay like tens or hundreds of billions of dollars a year to maintain road systems and rebuild bridges in the middle of nowhere where people don't even live anymore. So maybe we have like we don't need the Mackinac Bridge. We don't need 96. We can get to Lansing through 94 and 131, like north-south, 275. Like you can get there through the existing highway system if there was no 96. Like we could minimize the amount of our infrastructures, especially if there's like self-driving semis. It wouldn't matter if it takes longer to get stuff places if you don't have to pay a trucker. It doesn't matter if it's farther along the road route, if they're not paying somebody hourly to drive farther. So that's basically my idea. Is
well, I feel shitty coming up with that stupid right? Black Farmers Only thing.
That's
so
a great dating app.
No, it's not.
And I think someone's gonna steal it. So you better get on that.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, so I'm sweating so bad. I'm going to violate your hygiene rules.
You'll be okay. I can't smell it yet.
Okay. That was Creativity Wasted. Thanks for coming, you guys. Thanks for listening,
us.
Everybody. Good night.